Mars home run. As a hard-hit ball whistled through the grass, eluding the outfielders, the batter rounded first base and, without looking down to find it, stepped on second with no hesitation on her way to third. Wow. She slowed up going around third base and jogged easily into home, breathing hard, her face flushed. Home run. The family picnickers broke into hoops, hollers, and cheers for my mother, the slugger. I was overcome with excitement and glee to see this. I never knew my ma was a baseball player. I was used to her display of resolve as, carrying a worn-out shopping bag, she trudged down the street toward home, tuckered out from a long day of domestic work. I knew her to be proud of her homemade pound cake we used to enjoy with red jello on Sundays while watching the Ed Sullivan Show. And more than once, I had seen her fierceness in confronting someone concerning one of us kids. But baseball? Softball. There was determination in it. There was swagger to it. There was joy all about it. I was forever smitten by Ma's example of the imperative and the sheer joy of going for it, of winning. I did not know it then, but by following my mother's example, I would become a winning baseball player myself. I was among about 30 amateurs to attend an invitation-only tryout at Shea Stadium on a sweltering summer day in June 1969. We were a promising crop of high school and college-age baseball players, known to the New York Mets scouting and coaching staff. Some of us had been to Shea Stadium, but most of us never had ventured onto the field. On this day, the stadium crew was loading in the gear of the St. Louis Cardinals, a perennial pennant winner, who would begin a three-game series against the surging Mets that night. Most of us ballplayers knew each other from scholastic play and constant amateur play over the years and across the many neighborhoods comprising the city's entrenched baseball culture. As we were pitted against each other in an intra-squad game, I was stationed in center field, taking advantage of my speed and superior throwing arm. From there, I watched a hitter I knew well approach the batter's box. He was a stocky left-handed kid I had seen hit home runs that thundered against some of the city's best amateur pitchers. I instinctively moved back closer to the fence and over toward the right field line. This guy was known to pull a ball with great power. The lefty struggled against two curveballs and was a pitch away from being struck out when he caught a high fastball and sent it soaring above my head, sailing toward the right center field fence. At the loud crack of the bat, I turned and sprinted, looking up and followed the gleaming white orb on its descent, heading toward the outfield fence. My strides eating up the distance, my cleats chewing up Shea Stadium's outfield grass. I felt the crunch of the warning track underfoot, knew the fence was near, and with a great leap, thrust my glove about 2 feet above the 8-foot-high fence, my body crashing against it. I landed without the ball, but with a pain in my shoulder and a pang of disappointment, but I felt I had shown good speed and great hustle. The scout who had summoned me to the tryout later chastised me. "Curry, I know you can run, and I've seen you jump for those bad throws when you play first base. So if you had just run for the ball instead of looking up, what the hell were you looking for? You knew where it was coming down when you first heard it hit and saw it take off. All you had to do was run there. Like Willie Mays' catch in 54. Confidence. Know it and just go do it. You should have had that one." Willie Mays' catch in 54. Yes, the dazzling Willie Mays running the bases with reckless abandon. I see my mother rounding second base without looking down. My mother, who did what had to be done. She cleaned other people's houses, challenged landlords, and fought with schools, and along with my dad, moved her children through their poverty to ever better and safer neighborhoods. Her home run is her children and grandchildren having a fighting chance in life. Rest in peace, Ma. Happy Mother's Day.